And now.
Right now.
Dawn Lemon.
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African American that comes from your own community.
Dawn Lemon, you're still in St. Louis.
I am. I'm leaving today, though, Tom. I'm leaving today.
And then coming to the family reunion.
Oh, my gosh. Am I going to get any rest?
No.
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 No, no. Rest is overrated, Don. And you are putting the work in. Hard work is hard work recognizes. Don Lemon, you've been putting the work in. In fact, Jay calls it Don TV now. He doesn't call it CNN.
My producers call it DNN. Don News Network. Well,
the Don News Network.
This is an important story. And as someone who has been a victim of profiling, I have to preface it and say we don't know what happened, right? The investigation is still playing out. But as someone who's been a victim of profiling, as someone who's been stopped by police, I feel for no reason, it's an important story. And this has opened up a Pandora's box for the country and police departments around the country to reexamine their policies, especially when it comes to African Americans. It's just as simple as that. And if that comes out of this, it's awful that a young man had to lose his life, but if that comes out of this, at least something will, there will be some change to come out of this. At least something will come. I hate to say something good because, a young man, an 18-year-old unarmed teenager is dead.
It sounded like he was losing
his battery was going out.
Yeah, it sounded like his battery was going out.
Yeah. That's what happens on Don TV.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't have a generator yesterday for the longest. We were standing out there in the hot sun. But anyway, yeah, if there is something good to come out of this, and I know it doesn't sound right to say something good.
Yeah.
But
if there is any positive light at the end of this,
it's the
tunnel,
movement that all of this will result in
positive, yeah.
And the positive things that it can result in will happen when we go to the polls.
Yeah, which is in a matter of months at this point.
And let's take this energy and move toward voting day and voting day and vote
beyond.
For some people. Vote for some people that are going to make some changes in our community.
Who represent you.
Who represent us, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And Don has done a tremendous job in getting the word out, and especially what he did with the mothers of those young men who have been victims in our communities, like Sean Bell and Trayvon Martin. And even we saw Jordan Davis's dad yesterday.
Oh, here he is. Here he is.
You guys hear me? I was saying hello, 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 and y'all were gone. I'm like, what are they talking about?
Yeah,
sorry about that.
You were saying the good thing that could come out of this.
I hate to say good thing, because a young man is dead, but you always look for the positive or something. And if they're, and even the family will say that. Family will tell you that they know they can't bring their grieving, and they know they can't bring their loved ones
you
back.
You talked to the mothers, and that was very moving, Don.
Listen, that was one of the hardest interviews I've ever done. I spoke with Sean Bell's mom, who was killed by police in 2006. I spoke with Trayvon Martin's mom. She is that is one heck of a lady, and that was, I spoke to them the first time they met Michael Brown's mom, and I said to if you lost someone, I'm sure many people in the audience have, you talk to them. If you want to feel their presence, you talk to them. And I asked Trayvon Martin's mother that. She answers first. Sean Bell's mom answers second, and then Michael Brown's mother answers the question third. Liz, here it is.
Do you go around the house in the kitchen? Do you talk to Trayvon?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you?
Yes. Things come to my mind. If I know something has to be done, Ma, I got this. That's favorite saying, Ma, I got this. Mm-hmm.
Do you do the same thing, Leslie?
Especially when it rains. Yep.
When it rains, why?
Something about the rain. Something about it.
It makes you want to?
I feel him.
He's there. Mm-hmm. He's there. He's watching over you.
So today begins a day with less attention. And this is the time, you guys know, it gets lonely because everybody starts to leave. And that's when you start, it starts to set in that that person's not there anymore. You know, you have a lot of people to rely on. You have the distraction of the media. We got the distraction of the people in the streets and everybody calling and yelling. And then that goes away. And it just, it sets in.
Yeah. This is it. This is what we've been saying. You know, the buildup and all the attention, all of the, everything surrounding his death. And now, as you said, the cameras go away, the people, the 600 family members there yesterday, Don, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. they will go back to their lives. And these right. are the loneliest days that you can ever imagine as you try to build a life or continue a life without one who was your life.
Mm-hmm. And the lonely days for them, very lonely. The mom, Trayvon Martin's mom, she said anytime she calls, she doesn't care if it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning, whatever it is, she's going to answer. And so did Sean Bell's mom. But the attention, I think, is just starting for another person, Tom and Sybil, and that's going to be the key witness.
Yeah.
And that key witness, you know, is Dorian Johnson, who was there, and people yeah. are concerned about his credibility. And I talked to him about that last night in an exclusive interview.
What do you say to people who are either calling you or portraying you as a thug, a liar, as someone who, you know, a robber? What do you say?
People have been called way worse names. It's not nothing that don't happen every day. I'm 22 years old. I've been in St. Louis, Missouri all my life. Name calling does not affect me whatsoever.
Listen, he was very brave to come on, especially after what everyone is saying about it. He wanted to come on to talk about his friend. And his attorneys were there, and they said, listen, they didn't want to talk about the case. I tried to get him to talk as much as I could about what he could talk about, but he wanted to focus on his friend. And he said he's not worried about it. He thinks he is a credible witness. He talked about his record of, you know, in 2011, that would he, you know, following a false police report. And, you know, he said, I'm a kid just like everybody else. A lot of kids get involved in things, and I'm not lying about this. I was there with my friend. That's what he said, and... You know, it's for a 22-year-old kid to come out there and stand up and be able to, in front of national television, it says a lot. But he is the key witness. He is the key witness.
Let's not forget the Eric Garner. I met her over the weekend. His mother and his widow and his children.
And his daughter, and
the guy who taped him being choked out.
Yeah.
And the problems that I met him too.
That he's facing.
And the problems that he's facing.
Well, there's another person who's afraid to come forward. I don't know how much time you have, but I had that audio of what's believed to be the gunshot.
Okay.
And this is going to be key because I want you to listen to how many gunshots.
Okay.
Listen.
You are pretty. You're so fine. Just going over some of your videos. How could I forget?
So, see, that is purportedly audio of the shooting, and they said at least 6 shots from the autopsy, but that sounds like 10 or 11 shots, and that is someone who lives right next to where the shooting is. He didn't want to be identified, coming forward now, and we have audio experts going over this.
If he only received 6 bullets, where are the bullets?
The other bullets.
I don't know. And did you? But what everybody's focusing on is not so much the number of bullets he said. He could have fired, obviously, a lot of bullets and only 6 hit Michael. But the pause, because mm-hmm. there's a series of shots and then a long pause for what was going on, and then another series of shots. Did that give him time to think? What did that mean? That's what they're going to be going over, and that's what you're going to be talking about today, right there. That's the breaking news.
All right, Don. Good job.
Thank you. I'll see y'all on Thursday.
Yeah. And we'll be at the family reunion.
And put your running shoes on.